KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChu portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChu, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks that used the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight, so we'll go through those, and then we'll go over to the RF. Good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte via telephone relay. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony, he's up in Asheville. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club down in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian up in Rutherfordton. And KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. And then her mom, KA4JC. And Sally's husband, Richard, KA3JCA. They're all down in Simpsonville. And KO4RMM. That's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. And KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon in Cornelius, North Carolina. And K4OSH. That's Mr. Pat down in Malden. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, he's in Pelzer. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KD2BNG, that's Mr. Glenn in Graycourt. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy and her husband Mark, W2MJB. They're down in Simpsonville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate it, all of you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Got you all in the log. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Now we'll, let's see, don't have any Echo Lake stations, so we'll move on up to the RF check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in, N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in the mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Good evening, Gary. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and hope you have a Happy New Year coming in. NLR.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Hello.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ, they're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Giggles. Hope you and Rick and Michelle all had Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope all of y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Good hearing you on the air, Walt. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. I keep getting Happy New Year out first. Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year, bud. If you need anything, you give me a call. Any others, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well, and hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Join. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I will be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. In KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Control, KF4DOS, that is. Please check in Kilo Delta 4. Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here and basking and warmed up Joanna. I 73s to everyone, and I got a couple of notes of and correct you. So I'll be hanging around.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Robert. Hope you're doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's try EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. If you would, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Gary, on the net. No traffic, no rain hail. Do be sure and tell me a story hello, and we'd like to wish both of y'all from... We'd like to wish both of y'all a very happy new year, Gary. You enjoy both.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I hope y'all had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a happy new year. I look forward to seeing you in the new year, Stephen, down there at the Greenwood Ham Fest coming up the 14th, I believe it is. Hope you're going to be there.
I'm making all plans on it, Gary, and hopefully she'll be able to be there with me also.
Is a wonderful good deal. I'll be glad to see you both. Y'all take care until then, and again, have a happy new year. Let's go back to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the bottom of the alphabet, uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening. Control.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT. Mark, Inman, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to K4XB, Minister Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And the KO4 station, I got KO4 Yankee, and I missed the last two letters. You gave them to me twice, but I still didn't get them. Give me the last two letters you'll call, Merck.
Roger, roger. YKT. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. Roger?
Roger. That's what I thought you said, and that's what I had written down, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to mess it up. But I got you in the log, Merck, KO4YKT, over there in Inman. That's the first time you've checked in with me, I believe. You come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. But just come in when you can. You're always welcome. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move around to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. And Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay. So if you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray Ford after Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here, you guys starting. And I'll be out after formal. And Happy New Year, all.
I-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Minister Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And WX4DAT, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope all you folks had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, over there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Let's move up now to the Echo through Hotel, group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I have no traffic tonight and no comments. Thank you for calling the net.
For DOS.
Gary,
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
KI4DOS. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, G, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. He's up there at Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all have a happy new year. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's a little further north up there in Candler. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a... Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. I'm getting my tongue tangled up around my teeth. Can't see what I'm saying tonight. I also like to say good evening to W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well, and hope you have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, we finally made it to the patient group, India through Lima, on a Wednesday night. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, this is where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. This is Fletcher, North Carolina. You and Joy have a good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net. Happy New Year. W4IOE, no traffic, no comment.
KDOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just marked me in and out. 73 to you, and Happy New Year to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. Listening to you, Gary. One more time. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please, sir. Hey, everyone, have a good night. 73.
Okay, please check in. Kilo, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Hotel. John, Horseshoe, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. And 73s to you. Enjoy. And a Happy New Year. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you have a Happy New Year. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I want to wish you a Happy New Year. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's a little further north still up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Happy New Year to you, sir. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna, they're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and Donna won the door prize again tonight there, Larry. She made number 50 on my log, so tell Miss Donna she won the door prize, and I hope y'all have a Happy New Year. Also like to say good evening to K4JKH, Mr. John, up there at Horseshoe. John, hadn't heard you in a long time there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Unusual to get everybody on the first go-round. all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes, please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary.
R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KX4YM, Master Scott, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Hope all y'all had a Merry Christmas and hope you have a Happy New Year. And WD8RON, Master Ed, he's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well and I hope you have a Happy New Year. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Looks like we got most everybody for the time being. Maybe we'll have some more in just a little bit. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the Mars mod, a DTMF microphone, the portable 0991EB side rails with handles. He has the original boxes, the manuals, and all the stuff that comes with it. He says it's in really, really good shape, and he would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation, JST-245. That's a HF transceiver. It works 160 through 6 meters. Has an automatic, built-in automatic antenna tuner. It does put out 150 watts, and it would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000 HF amplifier, works 160 through 10 meters. It's got a new power supply and new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a four-element Step IR. That's an HF beam antenna. It works 6 through 20 meters. He has new motors and gears and new brackets. He has the SD100 controller and a 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of that. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam antenna. Just covers 40 meters, that's all, two elements, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything or take anything off, but we just got through with Christmas, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks that have some new equipment in the ham shack. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. I have one signed up for rag you tonight, and that's Mr. Robert, KD4SRR, down there in the big metropolis of Joanna. Robert, how was your day today there, young man?
84SRR, well, KI4DOS, it was a decent day. It actually got up to 59 degrees. I didn't know what to do with that heat wave. So I sat in my chair and enjoyed it. I should have got some work done, but the day of tomorrow will be better. Anyway, didn't do a whole lot. Didn't do a whole lot of rag chewing. But one thing that I did want to bring up, and it's happened, and a lot of people say ignore it. But yesterday, twice, we had experienced jammers and threats on myself on two different. Was a Fleet Talk, kind of their spare repeater, the one on Little Mountain, they 146625. They've been having trouble with. They've been getting a lot of interference, and they thought it was digital. But come to find out, after me and a friend were talking on it, and it's virtually unused. A nice sounding repeater, but kind of lays dormant. I had a person call up, kind of what happened to the net that Saturday night when Chad was calling, refused to give a call sign, and just started giving everybody a whole hard time and keying the mic and jamming and everything. And so that was the way the day started off. And then later on this repeater, I was talking with our friendly folks from Gray Court, and we had a guy call up. He gave his call sign, but he claimed he had been a Leo, a law enforcement officer, and made a threat to meet him somewhere, and that I think he'd had a couple snorts before he got on the radio. But my point of bringing that up is, yeah, it's always going to be out there, but I don't know if we can really sit back and still ignore it. What do you think, Mr. Gary? When are we going to have to start getting back to the old fox on the run and fox hunt?
No, we don't need to ignore it. That's first and foremost. Ham radio has always, pretty well, as long as I've been around it, and I've been around it a long time. Haven't been in the hobby that long, but I've been around it a long time. It's 1976. My father-in-law was a ham. But ham radio, people have always policed their own. They've tried to do what they can to, you know, if somebody's doing something they're not supposed to, they try to correct them in a nice way. You know, do it politely as best you can. Of course, there's some that you can't do that with. But, you know, it's just what we have to deal with. But it's always, like you said, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be somebody out there trying to create hate and discontent. You know, if we can try to curtail it as best we can, that's the best thing to do and the best way to go about it. There are folks like myself that still do fox hunting. I've got a little tape measure Yagi that works real well, and then I've got some attenuated antennas that go on my HTs and this sort of thing. But a lot of times those folks are kind of hard to find there, Robert.
And yeah, we always get into the discussion over the Bofangs being shaped radios and all, but then they are kind of a gateway radio, and all that some good hams can afford is a start-off rig. But I think, and I don't want to sound like Alex Jones and or a conspiracy theory person, but could it be that I've heard of this happening, you know, social media again as my reference, that this is starting to happen a lot more, and you're wondering, is this possibly just mischief makers, isolated incidents, or is somebody out there really encouraging maybe some younger generations with too much time on their hands to get out here and start interfering with the ham amateur bands instead of just some old grumpy guy with a chip on his shoulder?
It could be both there, Robert. I don't know. My thing is a lot of these Chinese radios and the lot, you know, they're too easy to get. You don't have to be a ham to get them. They should not be sold to people that don't have a license to start with, in my opinion. You know, yeah, you can go out and if you got the money, you can buy whatever you want. But if you go to a reputable ham radio dealership, I'm not promoting anything, but I'm just using them as an example. HRO or AES or you know, if any DX Engineering, you go and try to order something or buy something in their place of business, the first question out of their mouth is, "What's your call sign?" And if you don't have a call sign, they won't sell to you. But if you go to Amazon and you put your order in on Amazon, Amazon don't care who you are as long as you send them some money.
Bingo. I think you nailed it right there. Maybe the Uncle Sugar up there at the FCC needs to kick that into gear as a policy. Don't sell an amateur band radio to somebody without an amateur band license, a legitimate standing one. And yeah, that might stop some mamas gifting you a radio for Christmas, but I don't see that happening too much anyway. But being as it is, mama could just write you a money order and give that to you, let you buy what you want. But that's all much I had to say about that, but I kind of expect it to be kicked up here. And, of course, I guess I'm a negative Nancy, but I think it's something we definitely need to perk up our ears and like I said, well, they'll go away if we just ignore them. We can't do that, especially if they're on a repeater. If they want to do it on simplex, well, they can yell at themselves all they want. But the other issue I wanted to bring up, and I brought it up the other night, was about the dog down in Jalapa, South Carolina. I mentioned Friday night about the frustrating experience I had with the sheriff down there and the animal control, and nobody wanted to help this dog. Well, we got reports today that the dog did survive, but unfortunately he was back out there tied to the stump with no shade, with a shoebox-sized house compared to the size of the dog. And out of frustration, I tried calling some folks today, and I've got a few things in the run. We might be able to embarrass somebody, help the dog, and heap some shame on somebody from a national level. But before we pull that trigger, I talked to some on another net on Fleet Talk tonight and found a fellow who's with fire rescue and whatever. I'll let it drop. Well, and in Newberry County. So he's got a friend of his. He said, "I know the location exactly," without even giving him the address. He said, "I've noticed that dog out there for at least 2 or 3 years." And he said, "The dog don't even have a tree anymore." I said, "No, they cut the tree down." So he said, "I got a couple of guys going to go down there and check on it." And he knows some people that know other people that can light a fire under the proper authority people to do their job. So hopefully we'll see something good for that dog to happen here in the next couple of days before it starts pouring down rain again. And by the way, on that note, and I'll let it drop, fireworks, I think the prediction for Saturday and Sunday is a soaking rain. So you may get your wish, and I'm not again it myself, because one thing down here in my area, and Chad's a little familiar with it, and you are too. They own subsidy for everything. The taxpayers just about paid for everything, including the kids' Christmas. But they always have money to start a war on July the 4th and New Year's Eve. And I kind of hope and wishing that, well, scares poor dogs. It scares me too, some of them. I'm kind of glad it's going to rain on their parade. Anyway, probably some of them need a bath if they want to stand out there. That being said, Enough of my foolishness. KD4SRR, I'm kicking it back to you. KI4DOS. Everyone 73s. We'll talk at you later.
Robert, well, I hate it for the dog down there that's being mistreated. I don't know. I was just thinking, I wonder if you might be able to call a game warden, you know, actually about it. They might not, but that's a possibility. Yeah, that way you won't have to get the SPCA or whoever it is to go down there and knock on their door. But I hate it for the little puppy. I really do. I've got two female German Shepherds out there in the backyard, and they were raising cane the other morning, and well, this was back about 3 weeks ago now, and I went to the window and looked out, and my neighbor behind me had started his own business, and one of his workers got there early and was eating something. I don't know, he might have been eating a biscuit or something, or I don't know what it was, but he threw part of it over the fence. So I walked down and I saw my neighbor, and I called him and I said, I'm not accusing anybody. I said, but I saw something come across my fence, and I said, would you please ask your workers not to feed my dogs? I said, you and I have had this discussion. He said, yeah. He said, I don't want you feeding my dog either. I said, I'm not going to. And I said, I've had one poisoned, and that's the reason I don't want anybody throwing food across the fence. He said, I'll take care of it. And so far, he's lived up to his word, so I can't complain him for anything about that. As far as the fireworks go, one of the main reasons I dislike them is I've got a neighbor over here that's, his elevator don't get out of the basement. And he was shooting these big bottle rockets, and I don't mean these little bitty things. These things had a stick on them that was a quarter of an inch thick or so. And two of those landed on top of my house, and they had not finished their flight yet. And I went over and told him, I said, you have to aim them things a little bit different. He said, well, I can't control them. I said, exactly, and I don't want them on my house, and I don't want you burning my house down. And so he started to get ugly, and I just turned around and walked off. And they finished shooting their fireworks, and no more have landed on my house since then, though.
For RIT. Well, that's very similar, and you were very wise. A friend of mine was living in an apartment off of South Beltline Boulevard in Columbia near Midlands Technical Campus. Him and his wife, and they had three kitties in an upstairs apartment. And there were some Beavis and Buttheads down there. Yeah, you know the type. They're shooting fireworks and bottle rockets. And he happened to say something that, oh, no, don't burn the building down. Well, they just kind of, you know how that is. And, lo and behold, the maintenance man come up about 2 hours later and banging on everybody's door to get out. And Kevin and his wife hadn't heard or smelled anything. And, but when they got out in the hall, they noticed a little bit of smoke around the attic access on that upstairs apartment, almost right over them. And so they got the cats out the balcony. And they run out the door, and about the time they got out, the whole ceiling fell in. The people in the next apartment, the smoke had got to them and had to drag them out before the ceiling fell in. So the fire marshal eventually came around and charged these numbskulls that were shooting the bottle rockets for whatever degree arson it was, I forget, but... anyway, all the kitties were good, but they were displaced, and all because somebody was addicted to the bang. And booze and the bang don't never mix. So, yeah, and I know about the elevator. Don't go to the top floor, or you can get out of the basement. We got a bunch of them down here in Joanna, and, you know, I wish we had a place they could go and be safe and not bother anybody. In other words, an old-fashioned funny farm. But that's not politically correct anymore, so I better stop while I'm ahead before one of the from Stanford University gets after me for using improper pronouns or verbs or whatever. Anyway, it's going to rain, and it's probably good, and it's not going to be cold, and that's another good thing. So, anyway, we appreciate it as all, Gary, and all everybody on the net for not just tolerating me, but for being such good sports and good company. Again, 73s, and this is KD4SRR. I'll shut up now.
Well, I hate those folks had that problem in their apartments that they did. But you don't never know when that can happen. That's the reason, you know, towns and municipalities, that's a big word, to try to get out. You know, they have these pyrotechnic people that put on big old fireworks displays. And, you know, they... If you want to watch fireworks, go watch some of those. You know, they give the big bangs and all of that, and it doesn't bother me and my dogs as bad. So, anyway, I hope everybody has a happy new year. If they want to pop fireworks, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. But Robert, appreciate you talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again sometime soon. And you take care down there in the big metropolis of Joanna. We'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Super good carrier, but no audio. Check your microphones or wiggle the wires or something. If you'd like to check in, try it again. No audio. Love to get you in the log, but can't get it in there if I can't hear you. Do we have anyone else that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
This is KO4HKX, and I got a text message from KO4NUE and KO4RYP to relay them in.
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. I don't know where they are tonight, but they sent... Patrick a text, so we'll get them checked in via relay that way, telephone. And Patrick, thanks for bringing Chad and Anna with us into the net tonight. We do appreciate it there, young man. Anyone else would like to check in or about any other comments? Or have I missed anyone for comments? Didn't have one rag chewer tonight, so if there's anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS.
Let's try it again, Gary. KI4DOS. Kilo, Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel, X-ray. My name is Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're here in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Thank you, sir.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN. Miss Sabrina, they're up here in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. And what was your problem? Do you have a loose wire in your microphone, or do you have something turned off, or what?
I got to get somebody to check out this desk mic that I had hooked up for a minute. But apparently it wasn't transmitting. So I switch back over to the hand mic.
It sounds great. It really does. And I've got a desk mic that I use, and but it's got batteries in it, and when, you know, I'll be talking, and all of a sudden people say, hey, we can't hear you, and the batteries will go dead. So I just unplugged it, set it over to the side, and I use hand mic all the time now.
Well, that might be my problem too, Gary. The batteries might have went dead. But it's good to hear you. Tell Joey we said hello, and y'all take care over that way and easily, and hope y'all had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year. KJ4UHX, I'll be clear.
You tell Sabrina we said hello. I hope y'all had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy, Happy New Year, and y'all take care over there, and stay well and stay safe. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4PXB.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lloyd, go ahead.
Another thing, when you're mentioning about the fireworks on 4th of July, it's really bad on veterans or that have PTSD, and just the rapid, loud sounds of the fireworks just absolutely drives me and pretty much other vets crazy, that I have to put my headphones in and watch a movie, and I can't even enjoy the watching the ball drop for that reason. KO4PXB.
Boyd, that brings up a very, very good point. You know, we have a lot of veterans that have that classification. You have the PTSD, or, yeah, I get them letters out in a minute. But, you know, they can't help it, and it's not a good thing to upset our veterans out there. They've been through enough, and I'm sure you're like me. If they called you up and said, hey, we need you to come back in and do this, you'd go in a heartbeat. I know I would. You wouldn't necessarily want to, but you would. That's just the way that goes. But you bring up a very valid point there, Lloyd. I'm glad you did.
KO4PXB. You're right, I would go back in 10 times a day and twice on Sunday. They call, and I'll be there. My wife wouldn't be too happy about it, but yeah, definitely my country needed my support. I would definitely do so. And my wife would also do what medically she could, because she has surgical tech. She mentioned that if she was ever needed in that aspect of the military side of the for surgical, she would definitely help out there. But as she's standing here staring at me, I'm dealt well past that age. But if they called and needed it, then I would, you know, with her understanding, would probably go.
I don't know your bride's name, but you tell her she is a very special lady. And the reason I know that, because I'm married to a very special lady. And the ladies that are married to people in the military have to be special, or they wouldn't be able to hang in there and put up with what they have to put up with.
KO4PXB. You're right. She is a very special lady. She's had to put up with the issues that I've gone through in the military, and definitely has stayed with me for coming up. The New Year's Day will be our 28th year anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Me and my bride celebrated 26 years yesterday, and I'm not going into a whole long story, but that was our second marriage. Married 23 years the first time and 26 the second so far. And my brother-in-law tells me, he says, y'all just had to have a break from each other, but I'll leave it at that. But she's a special lady, and I'm sure your wife is as well there, Lloyd. And thanks for bringing that up. You know, we forget about our veterans, even though I am one. I are one. We forget about each other sometimes, and we shouldn't. Again, thanks for bringing that up.
Sir, and I definitely want to thank Patrick. Not long ago, he gave me some sweatshirts and some sock stuff that actually took two, one pretty much the couple VA homes that needed the shirts and stuff like that that they asked me for. So I definitely appreciate him if he's listening.
All I was there was to make you see if he wanted to come back in and say anything. But that's a good deal. And, you know, we have special people in our lives. You know, all of them. As a ham radio community, you know, we're like a small family, or actually like a big family. We don't always see it eye to eye, but most of the time we can talk it out and go on about our business. You know, we agree to disagree. But, for the most part, you know, the ham radio community is filled with a bunch of good people.
Del Lloyd, you're welcome. I was glad to do it. And I know they went to where they could get some, people could use it and get some help. But you two carry on. I'm listening. And have a good evening, both of you. KO4HKX.
No, Lloyd, he came back in there, and I figured he was probably still listening, but give him a chance to have a comment. But thank you for your service there, young man, and, you know, like I said, you know, if they called me tomorrow, I'd get up and go what I wanted to or not. You know, that's just the way I am, and that's the way I feel about it. But other than that, I hope you and your bride have a wonderful Happy New Year. And I hope they slack up on the fireworks around your house, and you won't have to be subjected to all that racket.
Appreciate it, sir. And one other thing I'd like to ask the ham community to do is when they get a chance, go visit a VA hospital that's like a care facility for veterans and listen to their story, because a lot of them now are well into their 80s and 90-year-old. So they don't have any family anymore to listen to their story. And if it's okay with them, write their stories down so those stories are not forgotten when they pass away.
For a good idea. You know what they say about the past there, Lloyd? You know, if you fail to remember the past, it'll turn around and happen again. And some of the things we've been through, I don't want to happen again. But, you know, I can't deal with everybody, but I deal with me. And I try to remember as much as I can.
Definitely true, sir. I'll turn it back to you. It's KO4PXV.
Y'all have a great evening and a happy new year. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. END.
Now, where have you been? KA4END. Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Buddy, everybody over at your place doing okay?
No, not really. Have in their lifetime, Gary, but everything's going pretty fair. We get by and get older, and hopefully everything kind of settled down a little while.
Settled down a whole bunch for you there, buddy. I don't know if you talked to Dan or not, but I guess your ears been burning because me and Dan been talking about you a little bit.
Yeah, by the time I leave exercise, he's coming in. In fact, I talked to him yesterday, but we talked back and forth. He'll keep coming in about the time I leave. He says he'll check in everything every now and then, and I don't. But I think I got a whole bunch of this stuff I'd like to put in a box and let you see if you can get rid of
them. We can do that, buddy.
Yeah, I got it. A good power supply, two or three radios and some handhelds, and most of everything is 2 meters, or I don't have no big stuff anymore. I got rid of most of all that stuff. I'm looking, I'm telling you, I'm getting up there where I was walking on them banana peelings every night.
Are you walking on banana peelings every night now? Are you? But I told Dan, I said, you know, I know you're a couple of years in front of me, buddy, but I hope I have as much energy as you got when I reach your age. Just to be able to get up and go out and exercise the way you do, especially the time you do it. You do it real early in the morning, right?